close your eyes. Settle down. Find your center. There is a presence, an is, closer than your breathing, nearer than your hands and your feet. The presence of Christ in your midst. It is the essence of you. Always here in your midst. Always present. Always available. I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. My presence is with you always. You do not have to search for me. I am not in that mountain. I am not in that outer temple. I am not in that book, although there may be words describing me. I, the presence at the center of your being, I am not in a book. I am in your center, the center of you. Relax the body. The body cannot help you to find me. Relax the mind. Just relax it. Don't search around for words. Don't search your memory. Don't search. Just relax. I, in the midst of thee, am mighty. I do not need your help to function. But you can only know me in a moment of rest. In a moment of rest from any effort of your body. So let it relax. In a moment of any effort by your thoughts, so let them relax. Just rest here. Deeper, deeper, at the center of being. I am the presence of the living Christ, God individualized. I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Christ life. As you learn to relax and rest here at the center of your being. Without any struggle, without any strain, without any searching, just arresting and abiding in your center. I take over. I give you the Christ life. I manifest. I express. I reveal. I fulfill. This presence, my presence, I in the midst of you, I am one with Father. God itself manifested as I in your midst. To live by my grace, it is only necessary that you stop trying. Stop struggling. You really must experience my grace. Take no thought. I have my own thought. I do not need yours. And my thought is the word that manifests from the center of your being as fulfillment, peace, and joy. Only when you take no thought. You do not have to work on anything. In this moment of rest, let me work. I am here. Just remain still, very still. Trust me. Trust the center of your being. Trust the presence, the Christ, the I in your midst. Feel it. I, in your midst, appear as supply you did not even know you had need of. But because of omniscience, I did. And I do. light in the midst of you reveal the nothingness of your appearance of problems. You can never prove nothingness. You must be still and witness and behold the nothingness of the appearance. For when I utter my voice, which is realization in the center of your being, then the appearance dissolves. You cannot do it, but because of omnipotence, I can, and I do. You have felt as if you were on your own, alone, all by yourself. Now, as you learn to rest at the center of your being, you discover how could you ever be alone? I am here. And if you travel hundreds of miles away and sit down for a moment of rest and lean back onto the center of your being, here I am. I am right here. I am still in your midst. There is no place you could ever go and not have me at the center of your being. You cannot make this happen. But I have, because of omnipresence, wherever you are, I am at the center, at your center, the presence in your midst. You do not remember me, but before the world was, I was in the center of your being, in your very midst. And now when you are experiencing being in this world, I am still the presence in your midst, the essence of you. And when you have left this world, I will still be with you in the valley of the shadow of death. I will carry you across. Lean back in me. I will carry you. And when you find yourself in that far country, rest. Enter your center, and I will be there. I will never leave you. Yes, I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. I have come that you may gain the inner realization at depth of my omniscience. My omnipotence. My omnipresence. Do you not see that the spiritual path is not a path of knowledge? The spiritual path is not a path of effort. The spiritual path is not a path of searching. The spiritual path is a path back to the center of your being. Here, where you can rest in my presence. And so drop this problem. Drop any personal efforts. The spiritual path is the journey back to your center, where you are so still that you receive me. So let's do that now. I am resting my body. It is not needed here. I am resting these thoughts, dropping a personal effort, a personal idea, a personal life. I turn. I drop down within myself, down here to the center of my being. Here I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Be still. Behold. I make all things new. I am here. I am flowing. I am being you. this center become the outer in a way you know not of. Your center, your being, your firstborn, I, your essence, I am your supply. I am your life. I am your companionship. There is no supply out here. I am supply. But you must be still now and let I reveal myself. I, invisible flesh, I in your midst, I in your center, your essence, I am your life. But you must be still now. Surrender a personal life, and I will live you. Invisible, incorporeal, spiritual being, your essence from the beginning, I am you, and I am your companionship. Man, woman, child, animal, plant, mineral, spiritual being, I am. So now you have the secret place of the Most High. It is the center of your own being. Why, it is your very essence. It is what God made before the world was. It is what God made and is you now. It is what God made and is eternal in the heavens. It is your essence within. Time has come to put away childish things. The time has come to surrender your personal agenda. The time has come to turn inside out. let the inside become the outside. By resting in the presence, which is the center of your being. Rest now. Behold me. I am here. Please come here to the deep well of contentment, to the center of your being, at least 3 times a day. More if you can. You know, this is the original intention of those brothers and sisters of the Muslim faith who remembered to pray 5 times a day. Originally, it was to turn within and rest in the center of being 5 times a day. And the message hasn't changed. If you can, return here to the center of being and just rest and just feel my presence. That's all. Just feel my presence 5 times a day. More if you can. Nothing else is required. You don't need a deep understanding. You don't need a goal. You don't need an objective. You don't need to try. You don't have to work that hard. You are to rest at the center of being. Feel I in your midst, and my presence, being omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, I will fulfill the Father's will. I will bring you home. Not home at some future date. I will bring you home here to the center of your being as an ongoing awareness of me in your midst. So return here often. And know that when you rest in me, then I am the way. And I will function your way. And I will move in and through in ways that appear miraculous to the mind. The day must come, and will come, and soon, when you will find the center of your being to be your permanent resting place, whether here, hereafter, in any dimension, on any plane of existence, you will find your home for eternity. For God itself so loved that it gave itself as the center of all being, that whosoever finds that being and rests in it finds that it has become the only being. And this is life eternal, to find your home in me. I am not a separate entity. I am your entity, your infinite Christ center. My ways are past finding out. Do not try. Simply rest. If you must say something or know something, know this. I, in the midst of me, am the way. Be still. Rest back. You do not have to work that hard. Christ presence lives itself. Dear friends, many are called, few are chosen. If you have found this center, this essence, this presence in your midst, as your midst, then truly you have been chosen. And now you must decrease, and it must increase. You must surrender, which means lean back, rest back, trust the I in your midst. I in your midst will go before you and prepare mansions, that is, spiritual experiences, spiritual realizations, spiritual awareness of which you had not even dreamed. Follow the directions. You are not to work on a problem. You are to let it go. I know it doesn't seem logical, and the mind that wants something logical, you are to let it go. From now on, your only function is to come within. Rest. Lean back. Rest back. Find that inner center, the inner presence, the I, the midst of you. And rest and behold and watch and witness and listen and receive the impartation of the living Christ. And all things are made new will become your vital, alive awareness, a living experience unto you. Do you not feel me now? I have been here. Your center, your essence, throughout this entire talk. Flowing, bestowing, blessing, loving. For that is what I am. Thank you that you have kept these things from the wise and have revealed them unto us, the babes in Christ. We pledge to return here often. Simply for the wonder, the joy, the beauty, and the peace of your presence. Trusting it that it spoke truth when it said, I have come to fulfill in every area. Dear friends, find your center, dwell in it, rest in it, feel its movement, its silent, sacred, invisible, emanation. And trust it. Just rest in it. It will restore the lost years of the locusts. It will reveal the harmony prepared for you before the world was. It will express as the glory of the Father, so that all may look to you and behold the Father's glory. There's no price. No more prices, no more price tags. You have paid enough. There's no scorekeeping. Here, no one cares what you did. Here, all of that is forgotten. Here, there's only one requirement. Do you trust me? Will you rest in me? Will you let me And so here you learn to be still and let your inner essence reveal itself. God the Father, I Christ, one essence living itself. I am here. I am here. I am here. It is said that when the disciples were afraid, they gathered together in the upper chamber, a place to hide out. Suddenly into their midst, Christ appeared. Peace be unto you. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. As you turn to the center of your being, as you rest in its essence, into that inner upper chamber, Christ flows and saith unto you, peace be unto you. And again, receive ye that holy, holy presence in your midst.